أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء. In the previous ayah that we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the abode of the people of Iman and the people of deeds of righteousness and piety. Allah spoke of Jannah and some of the pleasures that they will enjoy in Jannah. Allah spoke of their greeting, how they will greet each other by the words of Salam. In ayah number 24 of Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites a parable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites a similitude. In these two ayat, there are two different parables and examples which are explained by Allah. In both the examples, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a tree as an example, as a similitude. In the first ayah, which is ayah number 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares a believer and the iman that he has in his heart by reciting the kalima tayyibah. The kalima tayyibah, by reciting that kalima, he comes into the fold of Islam, he becomes a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares him to a certain tree. And then in ayah number 25 of Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the kafir and the kalima that he pronounces, which is a kalima of kufr, that is called kalima khabitha. So you have two kalimas. We believers, we believe in kalima tayyibah. Tayyibah means pure, means clean. And the disbelievers, their kufr is kalima khabitha. The opposite of tayyibah is khabitha, impure, that which is dirty, and that which is bad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. Have you not seen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites a similitude? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains a parable. Kalimatan tayyiba. Allah says a pure word. Kalimatan tayyiba. A pure word referring to the kalim of iman and referring to the iman in the heart of a believer and referring to the believer himself. Allah says a kalima tayyiba. كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. That pure word that he utters, the word of Iman which brings him into Iman, the word of Islam which brings him into Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is like a shajara tayyibah. Shajara is a tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is like a pure tree. Allah describes this tree. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the situation with a believer. Allah says, this tree is such, أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتْ. أَصْل, its root. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says its root is thabit. Thabit means absolutely firm. So it has firm, strong, well-grounded roots. So its roots run deep into the ground. وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And on the top, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, above ground level, you will find that its branches are high up into the sky. فَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Now, Mufassirin have deliberated over this tree, which tree is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referring to. And from observation and also from ahadith, we understand, and many of them are of the view that it is referring to the date palm tree. From observation also, when you study the date palm tree, you see it fits this description. And also the ahadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the kalim of the shajara tayyiba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking of a pure shajara, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares the believer to that shajara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the date palm tree. If we look at the date palm tree, we find that its roots are well grounded into the earth. We find it has a strong trunk, and you also find that its fruits are not on ground level. It's high above ground level, keeping it clear of all polluting agents and so forth, which other plants and trees suffer from when they are lower to the ground. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this tree as shajara tayyibah. It's a pure tree. It's a pure tree. So imagine the fruits from there which are produced by this tree, how pure they are and how nutritious they are and how beneficial they are to us as human beings, which are the dates that we have every day at iftar and should be having on a daily basis. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the believer is like this tree. When you study this tree and you see the benefits of this tree, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this tree that one is far'uha fis sama, right? So it's far', its branches are high up into the sky. And that is a believer, because all his deeds are raised up into the heavens and they go up to Allah. إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. Allah subhanahu says elsewhere in the Quran, a good word, that is the actions of a believer, the dhikr that he makes, the Quran that he recites, the salah. Al-kalim al-tayyib, every good action of a believer rises high up and goes to Allah Azza wa Jal, where it earns acceptance. Allah explains this tree, the tayyiba shajara, the date palm tree. Allah says, tu'ti ukulaha, it produces its fruit, kulla heenin, throughout the year, every season, there's never a shortage of dates. If you look at presently, the entire ummah, almost every believer at the time of iftar, he has at least one date in front of him. Whether he's experiencing summer in his country, or whether he's experiencing winter in his country, whatever season it may be, he has a date to break his fast with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is that kalima tayyiba, tu'ti ukulaha. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it produces its fruits. Just in the summer season, we had some fruits that we were enjoying. They are not available now in winter. You don't find those fruits in winter. But the date that we have it in summer, we have it in winter, we have it throughout the year. There's never a shortage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this tree is such that it gives its fruit, it produces its fruit, kullahin, every time, throughout the season, throughout the year, bi'idni rabbiha, and it does so with the permission of Allah, with the permission of its Rabb, with the instruction and the command of its Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. Allah said, he cites these examples. Allah cites these parables. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains these examples, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ, so that people may ponder over them and take heed. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares a believer to this tree. Why? Because the believer has a very strong root. That's the first thing. What is that? His iman. Just like the date palm tree has a very firm, well-grounded and solid root that runs deep down into the earth, a believer has iman, that is his root. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of how this tree, it is above the rest, and it is high above ground level. This is the case with a believer as well. So long as he has iman, and he fulfills the rights of that iman and the rights of that kalima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps him above the rest, far away from all different polluting agents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us then.